Welcome to this podcast series from Barlow McCarthy. We're sharing ideas from physician relations leaders across the country about the deployment of their teams, the work they are doing, and the insights they're learning with COVID-19. Now here is today's interview.
Today's podcast guest is friend and colleague Carrie Bennett. Carrie's the COO of MarketWare, a web-based healthcare growth suite that allows teams access to develop physician relationships and growth strategies. Thanks for your willingness to share today, Carrie. I know the listeners are going to be interested in ideas to capture all these learnings from the field. So to get us started, can you share some of the ideas for using a PRM tool to track the virtual connections people are making?
Absolutely. So with a lot of our clients that we're working with on a daily basis, they are used to using the PRM to really track their encounters and the things that they're doing. They're usually typically demonstrating what visits are taking place with the staff or what visits are taking place with the physician. So it's really not a big change for them to track their virtual visits. They just may change or adjust the focus of those. For example, within our PRM, we allow them to track the task type as well as the task category or purpose of their visit, and then any of the topics that they're discussing. And so we're noticing a big trend and shift in making the visit with the physician or the visit with staff. They're changing that to a virtual visit, or they're increasing the number of times that they're tagging a phone call or an email or a text, as you know, instead of an in-person visit for obvious reasons. A lot of the times we're also seeing that the categories are shifting. And so instead of there being a focus on growth or business development, it's more on retention or relations. We're seeing them, or education and planning, for example. And then I think another big shift that we're seeing is that they're often tagging things like COVID-19 as a topic discussed. So that way, as they're having these encounters, when they're focused on helping to spread organizational awareness or connecting, you know, things within their network related to COVID-19, initiatives, that they have that marked in there and can keep track of that over time.
That's awesome. So question two here. I think a lot of leaders are very interested in trying to understand and track the amount of time their teams are spending with these virtual visits. I'd love to hear some suggestions for using the PRM tool to demonstrate accountability for the field team.
You know, I think there's a couple of different things. I mean, there's the obvious, you know, as far as the quantity of exchanges that are happening out there, you can still use some of the same dashboards and reports that you used before to demonstrate that there is connectivity between your liaisons and the physicians and practices that they're serving. And so I do feel like there is some, you know, there's some of that that's occurring. I think a lot of others are shifting also to understand and track other measures of accountability. And so for some of my clients, for example, that looks like how are we shaping the physician profile? Are we making updates based on what the information that we're gathering from those exchanges? And are we updating, for example, preferred contact information to ensure that we've got the right information as we need to provide updates available? And are we capturing the frequency of how often those connections should occur and how often the physician in the practice may want to hear back from us as new information becomes available? Are we tracking and using, for example, the issues module within our PRM allows you to capture issues by provider, by practice, or even by theme. So, you know, are there certain themes of issues or concerns that are coming out of those conversations with our providers that we are able to then capture and track and trend in a way that helps us share those themes with our leadership team? And so a lot of what the managers that I'm talking to or the leaders that I'm talking to are looking for is, can I demonstrate that maybe the same level of in-person encounters are obviously not happening, but even the same level of encounters are probably not happening as often with the distractions that we're seeing out there right now. So are those contacts we are making counting, and are we getting enough intel that we can then be responsive to the needs of our medical community? And so a lot of the times it's going to be looking for, how are we filling in the profile? Where are we gathering that information and collecting it in a way that we can use to understand trends and understand ways to respond a little bit more effectively?
Yeah, that feels right on the money. And I'm sure that teams are going to have to look at the time it's taking them, as you said, to update their profiles. And, you know, it's a great time to clean up some data. So being able to measure and allocate some time to those much needed projects that nobody ever got time for before, right?
Yes, that's a lot of my liaisons and teams are reaching out now, because that's where they're like, about the thing you said to us about how we can do X, Y, or Z, we now have a little bit more capacity to talk more about that now. And so we've seen a lot of people wanting to understand a little bit more about how they can optimize their PRM and what are some things that they could be doing now to maybe revisit their target list, kind of take a look at how they've got things assigned, you know, from different places, to kind of clean up some of that information and maybe even retool their initiatives, because what they were focused on before COVID-19 and what they're going to be focused on when things settle down a little bit and some of the services resume, you know, per usual, then it's going to look and feel a lot differently. So how do they get ahead of that now and kind of understand and spend some time? I don't have this as often, but there are some teams, for example, who with our PRM, you actually as a user have your own profile. And so we have some people who, if they're spending significant amount of time planning and cleaning stuff like that up, then they're even like recording a visit with themselves just from a planning perspective. You know, I don't know that anybody's really looking to account the time to that level, but I do think that people who are used to being out in the field and doing and being, if you will, suddenly find themselves at home and they feel the need to prove that they're still doing something that's going to be adding value to their team and adding value to their organization. And so I think some of that is taking care of those things that are nice to do's, but we often don't have time for, that may hopefully help us get ahead and figure out what the needs will be once things settle down a little bit more.
And perhaps for those defiant users of their PRM tool, it would be a great time to do some tutorials and get back on the wagon, right?
That is correct. That's correct. And there are a lot of different ways that you can do that. So, I mean, being able to take advantage of some of the online learning modules that your PRM, you know, vendor might offer. But also we have, for example, client success managers that are actively doing a lot of training and tutorials on how to use data and or how to, you know, do some of the things that you might want to do to optimize and learn a little bit more about some of the things that your PRM does that you maybe don't take advantage of today, but may need going forward. So absolutely, it's a great time for that.
Terrific. Well, thanks so much, Carrie. This was insightful, some great ideas. And the other thing that's clear is that a lot of liaisons and those like you and me who work with them are learning every day from this. So thanks for your insights and perspectives, Carrie.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's podcast. For follow-up and feedback, join us on the LinkedIn group we've created called COVID-19 and Physician Relations. If you have topics of interest, or better yet, an idea to share with your colleagues, feel free to send us an email at info@barlamccarthy.com.